Welcome to the GuestX podcast, where my co-host Brian Hamawi and I uncover the latest technologies and human-driven initiatives that are raising customer expectations and forever changing how we define customer experience across a host of industries. If you are passionate about creating incredible content and unique experiences, join us as we talk to leading product and experience experts across the globe and learn about how today's most successful brands are setting themselves apart from the competition. Welcome to the GuestX podcast. A beautiful Monday here in Destin, Florida. A little fall in the air. I'm with my co-host Brian Hamawi. Brian, how you doing? How have things been? This is our first podcast since the storm. I know you had a lot of homes that you were going to check on. How are things in Orlando?
Things are good, man. I mean, you know, compared to the rest of the states, I think Central Florida fared really well. I think we've got some issues on the coast, and hopefully we'll be doing some help out there. So we've got some folks that really need to feel some energy from the vacation rental space, some support, and see if we can get them back on their feet.
Yeah, more to come on that. I know, along the lines of what we did with the Ukraine and some of the work there. So that'll be exciting. It's been devastating to see the pictures come through. I think the tough part about this industry is at the end of the day, that's the risk you run. I mean, you hate to say it that way, right? But I mean, no matter, these storms come, they're going to hit somewhere. And yeah, they're going to be a vacation rental market because beaches tend to be popular leisure markets. But it's still, no matter how you try to rationalize it, it's just hard because you realize it's in these leisure markets, people forget there are people who live there full time. Here in Destin, I think there's about 12,000, but there's businesses, right? And a lot of people, you can buy money to replace these homes, but to replace, you know, insurance to replace the income from these businesses, that insurance either doesn't exist or is just not feasible from a cost perspective for most of these small businesses. And I think that's ultimately one of the hardest things, is like these vacation rental homes will get rebuilt, these communities will get rebuilt, but some of these businesses won't come back. And that's just, knowing, you know, how much people put into these businesses, whether it's a small little mom and pop shop or, you know, a startup that's trying to take on the world, people pour their heart and souls into these things and they can just be gone. It's so sad.
It is. It's tough to watch. And it's, you know, people think about the vacation rental homes and the property managers, but the ripple effect is massive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got housekeeping, the cleaners, the maintenance guys. We have family down there, and you know, one of them, he's an electrician, and fortunately enough for him, even though they got hit with the storm and they lost their house and everything, but I mean, he's got work to last God knows how long until they rebuild the whole entire city. You know, it's incredible what Mother Nature can do.
The power in Mother Nature.
So we got to respect it.
That's very well said. Very well said. Well, hey, on a more positive note, I think we're going to have some.
Before we get started, did you go to Malaga?
I did, and had probably one of the worst travel experiences of my life. And nothing against Malaga or the Vitor Summit. It was, but I got food poisoning last Thursday night.
That's because you didn't go with me.
Yes, it is. And spent the last about 20 hours of my time in Malaga laying in bed in my vacation rental, just wishing I was at home. It's amazing. Men are the biggest babies, I will tell you. All I need is a fever and some food poisoning. And I mean, I need my wife to be near me. I need, you know, like 45 years old, I still wish I was, you know, I was with my mom. I mean, but I'm a terrible sick person, and I was by myself in a foreign country. Then to fly 23 hours was from the time I left for the airport. You've done that trip with me. To get all the way back here, it took me 23 hours. Oh. And I was 20 hours into, well, by that point, you know, maybe 24, 28 hours into having been sick. It was awful. It was awful. Well,
but you did stay in a pretty epic location, right?
Stayed right down at City Center. Yeah, it was beautiful. Stayed in a little one-bedroom apartment that overlooked city center of Malaga. I love Malaga. It's beautiful. All things being said, I eat food from a little pop-up stand. I probably shouldn't have done that. But I mean, the food's incredible in Malaga. It was just, it was bad luck. It was bad luck. But I tell you what, I'm just now recovering. This morning, I told my wife, I feel like 75, 80%.
I've been watching videos, seeing some photos and comments from people that attended the show, and it seems like Carlos and his team really executed again.
Yeah, it was a great show. Incredible, incredible people, incredible leaders. I mean, you know, Henrik, the CEO of Waze, is there. A lot of people from the U.S. came. Steve Milo was there. Steve and I had dinner one night together. It was great. But I mean, some really big players in the industry were there, and just some great discussions on a host, a range of topics, but it was a good conference. Yes. Thanks for asking.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, let's get into today's show.
Let's do it. I'm excited about this.
So today we have Ashley Ching, graduated from Denison University. She is the founder and CEO of Inhaven. Previous to this, she was the CEO, or she was the head of merchandising at the Company Store, a Home Depot company, and she also worked for Tiffany and Company. She has experience with luxury goods, management, consulting, and business strategy. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Hey, Ryan. Hi, Matt. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So, you know, you guys are a newer company. I'd love you to give a little bit of an introduction, who you are, what you do, and what Inhaven is.
Sure. So I have spent most of my career in merchandising. I started my merchandising career at Tiffany & Company, as you just mentioned, in their central buying office. Really was responsible for assortment planning, pricing, you know, product development, all that good stuff. As the company was scaling, this is back now in 2006-ish, and opening up stores all over the world, they really needed to set up regional offices around the world to help manage those brand standards. So I took a role. I went out to Asia and lived in Hong Kong for almost 5 years and eventually led Asia merchandising. I was responsible for really executing those central brand standards, but at the local level. So, you know, working with the stores in China and Korea to improve the guest experience, create a more consistent guest experience, but really make it feel local and relevant as well. So was really responsible there for all the product presentation, brand standards, on top of assortment planning. Came back to the U.S., did the same thing for the Americas, and then eventually took over global merchandising operations and was responsible for, you know, various things from assortment planning to, again, creating that more consistent experience across the various channels of Tiffany, from the retail stores to the online store to our trade accounts. So great experience there. Then I had the opportunity to move over to a Home Depot company called the Company Store and ran merchandising there. And that's when I really got into the home furnishing industry. I built lots of wonderful supplier relationships all over the world and really understood procurement when it comes to home furnishing. After COVID hit, I just had my fourth child and decided to take a break. I needed to stay at home and sort of get organized from a family perspective. And during that time, you know, we really traveled a lot as a family. We choose to stay in vacation rentals when we travel. We really look for the kitchen, the fully stocked kitchen, you know, multiple bedrooms. That's important when you have four children under eight. And so I just realized during this time how inconsistent the guest experience is. So, you know, you'll find what you think is the perfect location. Pictures look amazing. But more often than not, we showed up to, you know, missing pots and pans in our kitchen, terrible sheets. And we find ourselves just dropping our luggage and then running out to Walmart or local Target to pick up a pan to make breakfast the next morning. And so I was naturally, as a merchant, I'm actually curious to speak to these homeowners, the hosts, the property managers, to understand, you know, how do you find products for these homes? And so I interviewed dozens and dozens of them. And overwhelmingly, the response was, it's a complete nightmare. I'm going to, you know, multiple different online stores, retail stores, trying to figure out what is going to work in this hospitality space. You know, they're looking for things that are much different than you and I would look for our own homes. They're looking for really durable, hospitality grade products. And so this really piqued my interest. And I said, okay, I can do this. I'll start Inhaven. Inhaven will be your one-stop shop procurement platform. Everything that's on the site has been curated for the vacation rental industry. You won't find things that are going to easily break and really will withstand that wear and tear with the guests, but also provide the guest a, you know, a better experience. So you know, if they want a great sleep experience, you'd come to Inhaven as a host, you purchase the bedding, the bath, all the products, you put those in the homes, and those also offer a more consistent and better guest experience overall. So that's how Inhaven was born.
That is absolutely fascinating. I think, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people talk about brand standards, merchandising, consistency. A lot of people don't know this, but I actually came from that world as well. Well, my previous role to property management, I found myself, I opened up a company that did merchandising. And and I worked with some of the very large brands, Warner Brothers, Marvel Comics, all of that kind of stuff. And it was interesting to me that in our space, we have some bigger players, but the inconsistencies were there. They didn't really understand a brand strategy. They didn't understand how to implement it inside of the homes. And it was something that always piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as property managers start to think about their brands and their homes, what's a good place to start when you're starting to think about building your brand and the consistency inside of those homes?
Yeah. So I look at really the product consistency in three main areas: the bedroom, the bath, and the kitchen. I think if you have the foundations, then you can focus on all of the amazing spaces that these homeowners create, the gathering spaces, the experiences within that home. But I think at the very core of things, you need to be able to provide your guests a great night's sleep, a great bath experience, and a fully stocked kitchen so they can create, you know, make meals for all of their guests. So that's where I start, and that's where Inhaven is really focused on really creating those foundations for that home for the great stay.
That's pretty cool. Matt, I mean, it's something that we talk about a lot is we try to compete with hotels and yeah, they're our number one competitor. And it's something that they execute really, really well on. I think bringing a platform like this, it's a complicated platform because every home, it presents itself a little bit different. How are you guys sourcing all of the goods and then presenting it to the property managers so that they can start to stylize, pick and choose what they need inside of the house? Do you guys actually give them consulting services to help them figure out what kind of things they need inside of the home and then start to guide them towards the purchasing experience?
Yeah, we do. We provide consulting services, free consulting services for the property managers. And we set it up as giving them a couple of options within each of the categories they're looking for. So good, better, best. So they can kind of select, you know, where they want to make investments versus where they are just fine with the good, which is going to still be durable and provide a great guest experience. But it's interesting the point you brought up about just the hotel industry. You know, with these hospitality grade goods, these suppliers are really set up to support the hotel industry. There's only 52,000 hotels in the U.S., right? And a majority of them are owned by these or are part of these larger branded chains like the Hilton, Marriott, Hyatt's of the world. Whereas there's almost 1.4 million homes, vacation rental properties in the U.S. So the way that these suppliers are set up, the vendors, you know, the sheeting vendors, the kitchen vendors, they're set up to really support that hotel industry where they might have, you know, one main contact that has a lot of hotels versus they've really been challenged with getting access to the vacation rental industry because it's so highly fragmented. And, you know, some of these buyers, these hosts only need, you know, five sets of sheets or, you know, they only need products to outfit one kitchen. And so suppliers have really loved Inhaven because they're able to put their products on there. We're able to define an assortment that works, you know, really well for the vacation rental industry. And now they've got access to this whole new revenue stream that's growing. So they love the idea of Inhaven and working with us in this format.
That's interesting, Brian, because, you know, that's what we see with the activity providers at Explore, which is that the hotels are always easy for them to access. I mean, even if you dumb it down to the little rack cards, right? When you used to walk in the hotels, but they knew where to find them. These huge hotels, they would walk in and they would say, hey, we would like to advertise our parasailing or what have you, and want to put something in your lobby or something like that. But then when it came to vacation rentals, it was really difficult. And then as vacation rentals went to remote check-in or virtual check-in, it almost became impossible to get into the homes because there was no central person or place to really engage with the guests. So, actually, I think it's, yeah, I can see from the supplier side why aggregating all of this inventory would be really beneficial for them. I want to clarify because there's been an increase, I think, and a really hot part of this segment is this idea that we're going to sell things that are in the home whether it's a painting, a coffee maker, that's been a really hot aspect. From your standpoint, though, is that something Enhaven is looking to do? And if so, is that eventually the primary business, or is that just kind of an ancillary business that is the result of being the group through which, you know, people are using to furnish these homes?
Definitely ancillary.
Yeah.
Primary goal right now is just to create a better guest experience, not necessarily to sell to those guests, but to create that more consistent guest experience when it comes to eating and bathing. Right. You know, we are in talks with some companies about doing some, you know, different tests to see if the guest actually does want to purchase. You know, oftentimes the guest will say, you know, where did you get those great sheets? Or I love that pot. And so we're obviously happy to support that sale. But at the core of what Enhaven's trying to do is just take an industry that has really no standards in place right now and no one-stop shop for those hosts, provide that to them so they can create the best guest experience. That's our focus.
Yeah. I think that's smart. I don't know, Brian, I've never quite understood and look, I've found products by staying at hotels, but I didn't buy them through the hotel. I went home and then did my further research and stuff like that.
It's interesting because I have had, and again, it goes back to, I have had homeowners that'll stay at companies like, or hotels like the Marriott's, and they'll want to bring that into the vacation rental. So what they'll do is they'll be a member of a Marriott Rewards, you know, they'll have their points and all this kind of stuff. They're actually going onto the platforms, they're buying the pillows, they're buying the comforters, of that caliber, putting it in, and we're using that as marketing pieces. As you guys start to select the product that you guys are offering inside of the site, how are you vetting the type of product and the companies that you're pairing yourselves with? Have you guys done some sort of a study that you're finding the consumers are more than likely using that type of product and are happy with that product in particular, and that's why you're offering it? And what does that process look like when you are selecting vendors to work with?
Sure. So, well, first of all, my background's in home furnishing. So a lot of the suppliers I've worked with, in my previous life, and know the types of products and know firsthand the feedback that the consumers have had with the products. So we have a great list of trusted suppliers just based on my previous experience of working with them, and a great list of products. So I work directly with the manufacturers on developing the assortment for Enhaven, because again, what works in a consumer's home, your home, might not work in a vacation rental. So really working with them to select the right assortment that's going to withstand the wear and tear that comes with this hospitality type business. We are also looking for new suppliers we don't necessarily have relationships. So we're attending all of the trade shows that occur throughout the year. So we're going to High Point in North Carolina, the Atlanta market, you know, Vegas, to really work to meet with these suppliers, see their products, touch and feel them, and develop that relationship of creating that assortment. Then we're getting customer reviews on these products on the site. So as we get reviews, we're getting more information there, but nothing is selected without it being able to withstand that wear and tear from a hospitality perspective. And then it's through the reviews and feedback that we get from our Enhaven hosts that we are able to, you know, improve the assortment.
You know, one of the things that fascinates me is education. We understand the commercial side of it, but when a homeowner goes to invest in some of these homes, they typically don't understand the wear and tear that occurs in the houses. They're looking at an Airbnb as just an investment home. They're going to buy sheets at Target or, you know, and do this kind of purchasing. When in reality, what we're operating as is a real commercial facility, if you're going to do it the right way. Do you find that property managers are doing a good job at teaching their homeowners about how vacation rentals operate, what it means, as well as the supplies? And do they have the necessary resources in place to be able to educate their homeowners about what it really takes to set up a unit successfully? And are you guys helping them in that process as well?
Yeah, I think the education really varies. As I speak to more and more property managers, there's some homeowners that completely understand that about 5% of the revenues need to go back into the home each year just to maintain and to fix things that are broken. But it really does vary. And so we're working right now on communication tools for those property managers to provide to the homeowners to help educate them on just, you know, what is really required to maintain a vacation rental property versus, you know, a second home that might just be used, you know, a couple times a year. So it's something that we're working on. It's not up and running fully right now, but we see this as a need to help the property managers educate the the owners on how important it is to maintain these standards and to maintain the homes.
And Brian, we've talked about that. That's not unique to our industry. When I was in restaurants, I won't name any brands, but we would have a brand that, you know, maybe it was a little bit of a sports bar type atmosphere, and getting franchisees to understand that you can't hang a residential 60-inch television because they're not meant to run all day. They inevitably would run out to Best Buy because they could buy it for X amount cheaper. And, you know, 3 months later, the screen's black and they can't figure out, now the warranty's no good because you hung it in a commercial facility and things like that. So I got to believe, Ashley, this is along the same lines, right? As you're outsourcing, you're looking for, you know, a specific purpose. It's almost a, this is going into a commercial hospitality space.
Yep, exactly. And so the educating on, while you might have to spend a little bit more for hotel grade, you know, sheets or kitchenware or whatnot, it's going to last 3 times longer, right? So it actually saves you money in the long run. And then as you make these investments in the home and you're putting quality products in there, the reviews should improve. You're able to charge more a night. So you're just more profitable overall. So educating the property manager on that side as well.
Brian, when you were educating your homeowners, I mean, I would think some of the larger purchases, maybe even breaking it down to them of, hey, this is what's going to cost you per rental, right? I'm expecting you're going to do 40 rentals a year, blah, 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 you know, and here's how much it is versus I can go buy this. And maybe starting to just get down to the brass tacks of the cost over time for the homeowners. Have you found that works, Brian, or maybe it just depends on the homeowner?
I think it depends on the homeowner. What I do find is setting expectations from the very beginning. So when I did my, you know, my presentations to potential homeowners, I would present brand guidelines. I would present a product that I want to introduce into the houses. And I would say across the board, all of my homes would have these certain standards. And it had to do with the sheets, the towels, the comforters, the pots, the pans. And so they knew going straight into the contract that there were certain things that they needed to meet because it was a requirement of how I operate. And if they weren't compliant with that, then it just didn't work for us. And so there is, you know, there's that side of it. And I think it ties up to the revenue side. We all expect to do X amount in revenue, but what it really boiled down to was that the presentation of the home was a representation of the end result, which was the reviews. And that's the most important thing. If my reviews came back as 5-star and I was a super host on Airbnb and I was a premier host on VRBO, now that's a result of the processes that I put in place and the product that's inside of the home. And that's really the way that I would present my homes and my company and the reason that they would onboard with us. So I do find that side of it fascinating. Because I think what you're doing is actually creating a lot of that exercise for property managers.
Exactly.
If they looked at it the right way, you'd be an asset to them. And in a lot of cases, what they could say is, well, you need to speak to Ashley and develop she knows my brand standards, and come together and figure out what that package is. And it relieves some of the burden from the property manager having to do those upsells.
That's interesting.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're here for. We want to save the property manager's time and money. Correlation, the owners will save, you know, time and money as well, because we're going over to them with a proposed assortment, saying this is what's going to work best in your home, and having that discussion directly with the owners. So the property managers can focus on the other 50,000 tasks they need to do each day. So we're really trying to take that burden off of them.
Here's the gist of it. We're not experts in setting up homes. We're not interior decorators.
Yep.
And so having somebody like you guys being able to say, this is going to be the best quality linen for you based on your location as well, because linens that work in Florida might not work up north. I mean, the thread counts change, quality changes, the textures change. And so if you're a beachfront home, it's not going to be the same as having a house in the mountains. You need different types of materials. Yep. And, so I think having somebody that can intelligently talk to their homeowners about the reasons why certain products work inside of their homes and the longevity of that investment as well would help the property manager's office, help them out as well.
Absolutely. It's almost like providing a benefit to your homeowners to say, look, this person will work directly with you.
It's really fascinating.
I think so as well. So as we look into the future of vacation rentals and what you guys are doing into the space, can you tell us a little bit about what you guys are seeing moving, what you guys are doing moving forward? I know that you guys recently launched in, was it September?
Yep, just early September.
You're fairly new to the space.
Congratulations.
Thank you. No, it's been such a fun industry to get involved in. People in general are just amazing. Just like you too. But really, we're focused on, you know, continuing to obviously build out the platform. We're looking at bringing on subscription services so that it's easier for the host or the property manager to order into products and to keep them being delivered in terms of frequency. But we're also looking to really build out the brand, the Inhaven brand. So as these homeowners and property managers invest in Inhaven kitchens and Inhaven bedrooms and the bathrooms, you know, putting the stamp, the quality badge stay stamp on their listings to just give the guests more booking confidence when deciding on the properties.
So, talk to us about the badge a little bit, because I don't think we've heard about that.
So we have at Inhaven, we have a quality stay badge, and there's various levels of quality stay badge you can get. You can get, if you just make the investments in the bedrooms in your property, you would get the Inhaven quality bedroom, which would mean that you've invested in the mattress, the sheeting, the pillows to really create that great night's sleep. And we have one for the bathroom, the kitchen, and then we have an overall rental that guarantees that you'll have a fully stocked kitchen, great sleep experience, and a great bathing experience from the amenities and the towels. And so as the homeowners and property managers invest in these areas, they'll have the opportunity to receive a quality stay badge. So this is a badge that can go directly on the picture. So if you have a beautiful picture of your kitchen, this is a badge that you can say you have the Inhaven quality stay on the picture. And this really speaks to the 1,000 words and one sort of image shot. This speaks to that what's, you know, inside the drawers and the cabinets that can't be shown in the pictures. You know, you obviously see a beautiful bedroom, but you don't know what the sheets and the mattress are going to feel like. So this really gives that guest a better confidence when booking that stay, as they know they're going to have that hotel-like consistency when they go to that property and their basic needs are being met.
I think that's really important, Matt, because we often talk about, you know, rewards programs and being able to compare ourselves to the hotel space. But I think one of the things that we lack is being able to identify units that are professionally designed, have technology, and presenting that the right way to give consumers the confidence that they need to be able to stay at home. So I think, and especially you guys, do a really well job, and you've executed really well with your branding, but a lot of people lack the ability to stand out in a marketplace, and using badges is a really good way to do it.
It is. Ashley knows, and I remember she had a good answer for it. So I'm going to ask again, but I'm going to push back a little bit on this. I feel like badges are all over the place right now. The problem is they don't mean anything to the consumers, and the cost, and it's not that the badges don't actually mean anything. It's that the consumer doesn't understand what it means. Right. And I think that's because the cost to educate consumers is so large. And I think as a property manager, if you're going to invest in educating them on marks, it ought to be your own mark, right? So getting them to understand what your kitchen approved means, and maybe even using that among your homeowners. So there is a question here, Ashley, as like, get off my soapbox, but because that's like especially for a startup.
Yeah.
Being, and Explory went through this when we first started in 2016, we thought we were going to try to build a little bit more of a B2C brand. And really over time, I've just figured out it's so expensive that we're much better off being a soft brand powered by, that really attaches to the brand of the property manager, and let them be the rock star in that market, because that's where people are going back to. I mean, how do you see that with these badges?
Yeah. I mean, right now there's nothing out there from a guest perspective. I've stayed at almost 100 probably vacation rentals in the past, 10 years, and there's nothing out there that provides that I know that I'm going to get that great guest experience. And I think with the property managers, what I'm doing right now is looking at co-branding. So like, you know, if you're brand X property manager with Inhaven, and using one of the pictures to say, look, this property manager, and we're making it very visual, has invested in these three areas, or this property owner has invested, and we can guarantee that great night's sleep, that, you know, fully stocked kitchen and whatnot. We just need to work together to increase the guest confidence. obviously it's expensive for the guests to become aware of Enhaven. And so we're working through a lot of various partnerships to increase awareness, but we're going from nothing right now to, you know, having something to improve the booking confidence there.
Is your expectation that at some point, maybe the OTAs start to support you guys as well?
Yes, exactly. And so we're in conversations there as well with various
OTAs. And that's where I think the OTAs can, and they're less concerned. They're not interested. They're not going to go out and do this, right? I think the property managers are more, if they were going to do it and build their own mark, that might make sense. But the OTAs certainly aren't. But if it could be an advantage to only have to use one symbol for them. The only problem with the OTAs, as you know, Brian, is they like to pick the winning horse after it's won. So they'll sit back and they'll watch all these, I don't call it, you know, smaller verticals or more niche verticals and let everybody battle it out and see what wins and then kind of partner with them. And then it looks like they gave them the, you know, they catapulted them to success when in fact they had already won. Right. But I do think that there's a little more opportunity in that space. It's a tough chicken or the egg with these marks too, because I'm trying to think there's a group in travel around some of the hotels and a bunch of the travel agents. But if you can get to where your mark means something, then everyone wants to be associated with the mark. Right. But until then, everyone feels like that they're helping your mark mean something because they're attaching their mark, right? Which already right now means more, which is true of any company, by the way. At the start, every mark meant more than their mark because their mark, no one knew. So it's this who helps who get to where. And it's interesting. I like the idea. I just feel like it's tough to execute. It's a big hill to climb.
Yeah. And, we when we go into these relationships with these property owners and property managers, we're really there to help them, you know, obviously save lots of time and money. But then also we are now on the site a way to promote the properties as well. So as the guest becomes more aware of it, then they have a guest experience page. You can, you know, be able to search for the various properties. You can't book on Enhaven. That's not, we never planned to be a booking an OTA, but at least from helping promote these properties and to help the guest understand that these are the properties that really made these investments.
I do real quick, Brian, I do love using the retailers as a way to
just about to say that.
Of course you were. Of course you were. I come up with a genius statement and you were just about to say
it. No, it's the brand.
No, but I agree. They've already got a following. And so they could say, look for our products in Enhaven Homes.
Right.
Then people go, oh, well, what are Enhaven Homes? Right. And then they go, well, these are the homes of Enhaven. Like, and they've got nothing to lose by promoting the badge.
Well, and I think about like the listings. How creative can you get with your listing? So, for example, you have a picture of your kitchen.
It's hard.
Provide Illy Coffee, because I know you guys do Illy Coffee. But just using a brand like Illy Coffee, it's an upscale coffee. It's a good brand. It's not your Maxwell House or whatever, you know, other brands are using. But then all of a sudden, it adds so much value to your property. And if you represented it the right way inside of the on the photos, in your description, and then loaded it onto Airbnb and VRBO, all of a sudden you've got a more reputable brand. It's a enhanced brand. Yeah. And it's something that people will look for. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm huge on this stuff.
This is where suppliers also really love Enhaven, because they stand out in terms of being a quality brand, right? It's not like Amazon or Wayfair, where you're fighting against thousands of brands to get to page one. It's really, you've been chosen for quality. So they love it. They definitely will promote Enhaven on their side as well.
I like that. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Ashley, thank you. Brian's made no qualms that he's not a big proponent. I think, Brian, would I be correct? You believe that that there's a big value if vacation rentals can ever own the end product. I, on the other hand, believe that the scalability the reason the market's so big is because you don't have to own the product. But I feel like something like Enhaven's doing, Brian, allows us to almost bridge the gap. I may not have to own the home, but you're going to have my mattresses. You're going to have all my kitchen equipment. You're going to stock the bathrooms this way. so that there's the uniqueness of the home that can exist, but the reliability on some things. I've had terrible pillows at a vacation rental. They can ruin the entire experience if you're there 10 days, right? So you can almost bridge that gap, Brian. And then maybe that's the way we get the two worlds to kind of meet in the middle. But I think it's fascinating.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that the biggest challenge you have is you're going to have the buy-in of the property managers. All property managers want to reach that level. They want, you know, their houses to operate seamlessly. They want to have similar product that makes operations much easier. It just does. The biggest challenge is getting the homeowners to invest and getting them to buy into your idea of what a vacation rental should be. But I think if you can display it and you can present it the right way and you can sell them the dream of what a vacation rental should look like and how they should be competing, then you've got them.
Exactly. And that's what we're here to do.
I love it. Thank you so much, Ashley. I know as the founder of a startup that your time is being pulled in a million different directions. And we really appreciate you joining us this morning and talking about it. And we're going to follow along quite closely because excited about what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. And I'm excited to come back maybe in a year with a lot of new features. So thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's it for this week's episode of GuestX. Be sure to sign up for our email list at guestxpodcast.com. That's guestxpodcast.com. And follow us on your favorite podcast apps so you never miss an episode. He is Mr. Guest Experience, Brian Hamowy, and I am Matthew Loney signing off, reminding you to always create a customer experience worth talking about.
This podcast is a Hospitality.fm production.